Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. As I speak, yesterday's Georgia runoff election is more or less over, although some votes are still being counted, and I use that word counted very carefully, with quotes. Meanwhile, President Trump just spoke in front of literally tens of thousands of people in Washington, D.C., while inside, the Congress is going through the motions of rubber stamping a fraudulent election, and it is fraudulent. I mean, who are we kidding? There will be some objections and some discussion and some debate in the Capitol building today. It's going on right now. But at the end of the day, pending an option from Vice President Pence, the Republicans do not have the votes in the House, which would end the whole thing anyway. But even so, they're being betrayed by rhinos and other establishment Republicans in the Senate, and that would be an issue even if it did somehow get through the House that's controlled by the Democrats. Many of these people, and I'm talking now about the Republicans, many of these people turning on President Trump were put in office or maintained their office due to President Trump. Their gratitude is absolutely overwhelming. But folks, it's not about gratitude. It's not really even about Trump. Oh, it's about them wanting to get rid of Trump. Sure, yes, the establishment, the GOP establishment, they've never liked him. He's been a thorn in their side. But this is not about saving Trump's presidency. It's about saving our constitutional republic. Of course, this is only a snapshot in time. Many of you will listen to this podcast hours after I record it. Some, perhaps not until days after I record it. But at this moment, as I talk in this snapshot of time, and I have not listened to any of the debate, it was barely, well, they dismissed and they were about to come back. I'm not even listening. Here's my prediction. And I did put this on Facebook, and it is dated with the exact time. My prediction. GOP politicians in Washington, aware of the tens of thousands protesting, but who still want to get rid of Trump, will verbally offer some empty platitudes about the great job President Trump did these past 4 years, and then go on to say that, sadly, they cannot vote against democracy, no matter how much they love Trump, no matter how much they appreciate Trump, no matter how much they wish the election had been different. They can't vote against democracy, knowing full well, even as they speak, that they are rubber stamping an election stolen from democracy. Definition of insanity in the dictionary. It says, see GOP. All right, that's not really the definition of insanity in the dictionary. That is not the definition, at least not yet. Here's a popular, more familiar definition coined by some. Continuing to do the same things the same way, all the while expecting different results. The GOP allowed Georgia election counters to get away with fraud in November. So what's the big surprise this morning? What's the big surprise about Groundhog Day repeating itself? Why wouldn't they try again? They have been emboldened. Look at how much time and money the GOP spent campaigning for the Georgia Senate race runoffs. Meanwhile, the evidence of fraud in November from Georgia and other states stacks higher than Mount Rushmore. But don't believe your lying eyes, everybody says. It's higher than Mount Rushmore. Mitch McConnell and his ilk have been deliberately ignoring this evidence, all the while warning us of the dire consequences should Dems take complete control of two branches of government, the presidency and the Congress, which would then give them a green light to stack the Supreme Court and then grant them control of all three branches of government. Hey, how do you feel about contesting voter fraud now, Mitch? Well, don't worry. We will still be called a republic. We won't actually be a republic, but we'll call ourselves one. Heck, even China calls itself the People's Republic of China. We'll still have Mount Rushmore, too. Speaking of Mount Rushmore, perhaps with the president heads being replaced by the squad of four. Personally, I'd rather have General Zod and the other two villains of Krypton carved on the mountain. Then again, that was only a movie. This is a living nightmare. Oh well, my allegiance remains with my true ruler, God. And the three men I admire the most, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. Yes, I still think fondly of old songs. I remember Don McLean and Bye Bye Miss American Pie when I was in high school. And of course, that was a reference to the movie Superman 2 a few minutes ago for you sci-fi baby boomer geeks. I will continue to lighten things up with humor, unfortunately. Even joking about an old movie these days reminds us of the old days when we were allowed to still go see a movie in an actual theater. Those old days seem like 100 years ago, but they were only months ago. Already, our lives are no longer the same in America as they were less than a year ago. And now, on top of that, after this stolen election, things will continue to diminish. Life as you've known it will literally transform itself before your eyes. Fortunately, God will remain the same. So I hope your faith is in God, as the Bible says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And no rules about gender-specific pronouns from the House of Representatives can change the fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I will continue to speak words of comfort from this God, and I will continue to defend the standards of this God as revealed in Scripture, and I will continue to defend the accuracy of Scripture, pray, worship, openly, publicly, and share the gospel openly, publicly, as God commands, not as government regulates. But for now, this is Bob Siegel, sadly, but always with hope and always with confidence in the heavenly realm, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.